Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Max Fleck. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third. The left fielder, Les Mann. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Dode Paskert. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Merkel. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Charlie Pick. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Deal. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Kilfer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Tyler. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Lefty Tyler. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Sheen. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Whiteman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Fred Thomas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Mays. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Carl Mays. And now, play ball. Max Fleck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Sheen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheen strikes out. Two outs. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk hits a fly ball into left center field for a base hit. George Whiteman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiteman hits a fly ball into center field. Paskert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dode Paskert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paskert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Merkel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merkel strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays fires to first and picks off Pick. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tyler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tyler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal hits a fly ball into left field. Whiteman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Kilefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kilefer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lefty Tyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Mays is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper bunts towards the mound. Tyler fields it and throws to first for the out. Mays moves to second. One out. Dave Sheen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheen is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheen takes first base on ball 4. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mays moves to third. Sheen moves to second. Two outs. George Whiteman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiteman is 0 for 1 in the game. Whiteman hits a line drive towards right. Flack chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Flack. Mays scores. Sheen scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 1 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Whiteman trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0 for 1 in the game. Flack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hollocker for the out. Flack moves to second. One out. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann is 0 for 1 in the game. Mann is hit by the pitch. Dode Paskert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paskert is 0 for 1 in the game. Shang fires to first and picks off Mann. Two outs. Dode Paskert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paskert is 0 for 1 in the game. Paskert takes first base on ball 4. Fred Merkel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merkel is 0 for 1 in the game. There goes Flack. The throw from Shang and he is safe. Flack steals third. Fred Merkel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merkel is 0 for 1 in the game. Merkel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Flack scores. Paskert moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Charlie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pick hits a line drive into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Cubs 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas bunts in front of the plate. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to second. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Carl Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mays bunts into center field for a base hit. Scott moves to third. Shang moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Merkel fields it and throws to home to get Scott. Shang moves to third. Mays moves to second. Two outs. Dave Sheen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sheen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 0-for-1 in the game. Deal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mays fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mays fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lefty Tyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Cubs 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Strunk hits a fly ball into left field. Mann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Whiteman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiteman is 0-for-2 in the game. Whiteman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tyler juggles the ball. That's an error on Tyler. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flack takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mays fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dode Paskert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paskert is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. There goes Mann. The throw from Shang and he is out, Sheen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Cubs 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Paskert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Shang takes first base on ball 4. Carl Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Paskert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 3 in the game. There goes Shang. The throw from Kilefer and he is out, Pick applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dode Paskert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paskert is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Paskert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mays fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Merkel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merkel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Merkel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mays fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Cubs 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Merkel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hooper for the out. One out. Dave Sheen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sheen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Strunk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Whiteman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiteman is 0 for 3 in the game. Whiteman hits a fly ball into center field. Paskert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a line drive into left field. Whiteman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill McCabe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCabe hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Cubs 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Paskert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Paskert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flack hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0 for 3 in the game. Hollocker hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.